The Warriors host the Utah Jazz on Wednesday night at Oracle Arena in the first meeting of the season between the two teams who last faced each other in the Western Conference semifinals of this past NBA playoffs. In the game, coming in the middle of this seven-game holiday homestand as Christmas Day, the Warriors' showdown with the Cavaliers saw Kevin Durant delivering a team-high 25 points to go with 7 boards and 5 blocked shots. Klay Thompson had a 24-point afternoon as the energy of Draymond Green, critical on both ends, a triple-double. Double for Draymond with 12 points, 11 assists, and 12 rebounds as the Warriors take down the Cavs 99-92 the final. Here's Coach Kerr afterward.
I was thrilled with our defense, our effort. We did make a few mistakes on three-point shooters, fouled a few of them, let a few of them get free, but you know, Cleveland's tough. They put a lot of pressure on you, and they did have those 19 offensive boards, but a lot of misses, you know, a lot of long rebounds and misses that are tough to retrieve.
What went into the decision to start Jordan, even though Zaza was active, and will that be a thing moving forward?
No, I'll start Zaza next game against Utah. This is a tough matchup game just because they start Kevin Love. I had planned to play Zaza against Tristan Thompson, but they didn't bring Tristan in until the beginning of the second quarter, which is David's slot. And so at that point, I just felt like it was a smaller, faster game. When David was out and stayed away from the matchups there.
There are some situations where Jordan was guarding LeBron. What kind of poise did Jordan show tonight on a big stage?
Yeah, he was great. I mean, I think he learned a lot tonight. I mean, it's, you know, obviously a national TV game and Christmas and LeBron and Cleveland, all that stuff. And you could see there were times where he made some rookie mistakes and a couple times he should have shot the ball when he didn't. But this is all part of the experience and part of the development. He's really growing, he gave us some great minutes, made that huge play at the end, and really had a couple of good defensive isolation plays against LeBron as well.
I know you said Zaza is going to start next game, but do you anticipate Jordan sometime starting, going smaller, seeing what he could do tonight? Is this something that's going to be an option going forward?
Everything's an option going forward. I like what Zaza does for us in the beginning of games with his physicality and his screen setting. We've missed that, and we have not set good screens over the last few weeks without him. I like the tone that he sets early. That lineup, that five-man lineup, has been great for us all year. And Jordan will still play. But, you know, matchups can always dictate a lineup change if we want.
Coach, it kind of started last finals. KD guarding LeBron. Mm-hmm. Most coaches, you know, try to rest their guys on that end. What gives you so much confidence that he can still exert his energy defensively and offensively?
Well, he wants to guard him, first of all. I mean, he asks for the assignment. But it just makes sense. You know, every matchup is different. You know, it makes more sense for them to have LeBron guard Draymond. You know, the last couple of years, it made more sense for us to have Klay on Kyrie and slide Steph over to JR or whoever. So matchups dictate everything for coaches, and it just so happens that, you know, KD is the right matchup for us against Cleveland, and he wants the job.
Steve, kind of along those lines, what Kevin does on both ends like that, how much does that fuel you guys when he's blocking shots, LeBron's driving, and did it bring back to the finals a little bit?
I mean, Kevin is at his best under pressure in big games. There are times in some lesser games where he, you know, loses his focus a little bit. But you get to these games where there's a lot of energy, a lot of excitement. He tends to be on top of his game. That block late in the game was the key defensive play. I mentioned Jordan's offensive rebound. That was the key play on offense. But the block that ended up being off of LeBron was huge.
Hey, Steve, along those lines with Kevin's defense, how would you say things are similar, different from his defense last year compared to this year so far?
I just think he's more engaged with his shot blocking. He's coming over from the weak side. He's coming back down on shooters rather than just standing on the perimeter and watching the flight of the ball. He's coming back in, digging, helping with trying to block shots on the backside. So just the activity level is the main thing.
And after the Warriors game against the Jazz on Wednesday, there are 2 more games here at Oracle Arena to close out 2017. And they're coming up on Friday against the Hornets and then Saturday against the Grizzlies. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.